Secretary of State John Husted says many Ohioans are confused about the voting process.
I think if you ask more voters right now, how do you go about changing your address, they probably wouldn't know.
So Husted says a new website will make it easier for voters to change their addresses and update their voter registrations. Voters can go online to myohiovote.com, submit some information, and the changes will automatically be made in the state and local board of elections databases. Husted says voters can start using the website now.
The online change of address system will make it easier for voters to meet their responsibility. And if they do, they can vote a regular ballot rather than a provisional one. Now, I want to hit this point very hard that I'm about to make because it is very important. Why does this matter? Had this system been in place during the 2008 presidential election, it's estimated that 130,000 voters who cast a provisional ballot could have taken advantage of this convenience and cast a regular ballot, which is about 65% of all of the provisional ballots cast in an election.
Here's the way it works. Voters submit the information, provide online identification, and then the information is verified with the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. It's that last part that 4 years ago left Democrats wondering if votes would be thrown out if the name on the driver's license didn't match the name on the voter rolls. Husted says this system will automatically match.
Whatever they have on file at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles is what we have on file for them for the purposes of conducting this change of address.
So whatever's on their driver's license is what they should put on what they're entering into the system then?
Correct.
That's problematic.
That's Jared Kurtz with the Ohio Democratic Party.
I think if you ask any Ohioan on the street, you know, have you updated your BMV address recently? You know, many Ohioans, although they are required to, do not take that extra step just because it's not something that that a lot of people is, you know, in the forefront of their consciousness. So if we're changing people's voter registrations, you know, without affirmatively asking them.
Kurtz says this could make voting more confusing. He says if Husted really wanted to make it easy for voters to vote, he would support the Democrats' court suit to try to bring back the 3 days of in-person voting at boards of elections before Election Day.
In 2008, nearly 30% of Ohioans voted early. And of those that voted early, 93,000 people voted in the 3 days preceding Election Day. So this is obviously a period of time that Ohioans have come to depend on. They've had this right the previous 7 years. They've utilized this right. But this year, in a power grab, the Republican legislature, along with Governor John Kasich, arbitrarily decided to take that right away. And they didn't just take that right away from regular run-of-the-mill Joes across the state of Ohio. They took it away from all Ohioans, including nearly 900,000 veterans.
The fate of those 3 days now lies with the federal court. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for Wednesday, August the 15th. Husted notes the 3 days before the election haven't been available for in-person voting at boards of elections during the past year and a half. He says the new changes that have been put in place will help make sure all Ohioans can vote easily on regular, not provisional, ballots. And that, he says, is key to making the election run smoothly. Leaders with the Ohio Association of Election Officials say they like the new voter registration website Husted's office is promoting. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.